You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is 2MTL 157 for August 27th. Poor old Rory. Some people dismissed him as a wet character, hapless, weak, submissive. More damningly, he was called a retread of Mickey, especially early on. Well, even though his story took a much more dramatic turn later in his first series, it's still a reasonably fair point at first glance, as some of the folks following me on Facebook and Twitter pointed out. Rory and Mickey share a narrative function. They provide a contrast to the Doctor's heroism, making him larger than the real day-to-day life they represent. When the Doctor turns their respective girlfriends' heads, you know a pecking order's been established.
Good evening, I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
Well, neither Mickey nor Rory is blessed with excessive bravery or self-confidence early on. They are both designed to provide some texture to the lead companion's story. They both crossed paths with the Autons, and they both ultimately emerged as heroic figures, although most of that happened off-screen after an on-camera awakening, Mickey fighting the Cybermen after choosing to stay on a parallel world, and Rory defending his fiancée for 2,000 years, so they essentially are the same character, right? Not so fast, because they in fact did have different roles to play. One had a character arc, and the other was part of a plan. It seems clear from watching the show and reading interviews that Mickey's role wasn't especially clear early on, beyond comedy relief and link to the ordinary world. Thankfully, Russell T. Davies and Noel Clarke gave Mickey a greater range over time. Contact with the Doctor evolved Mickey from an ordinary guy coasting through life to a jealous buffoon filled with false bravado to a fully actualized hero. Rory, on the other hand, is more consistent and fully drawn from the start. He has one function, to love Amy Pond. He is also reflexively honest, even if it doesn't flatter him. His bravado has an even shorter shelf life than Mickey's. He is every man, and he's not there to be inspired to greatness by the Doctor. He's there to protect the woman he loves. And at the end of the series, if that means the opportunity for adventure with the Doctor, fantastic. Going into Series 6, it'll be interesting to see if Rory remains an everyman, or begins to carve out a heroic identity of his own to match those of his wife and Doctor. And that's 2MTL 157. Thanks for listening. You can find more of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast at twominutetimelord.com. You can find me on Twitter or Facebook. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.